Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, we like to help Facebook too, you know? If they spend money on lobbying, they can spend money on us. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou is set to meet with Angela Merkel in Germany today to discuss a new strategy to keep Greece from going bankrupt. Greece needs a further 8 billion euros to pay its bills next month. Without it, hundreds of thousands of civil servants won't get paid. And earlier today, the Greek finance minister announced the country will receive a big enough bailout loan to avoid default. But what has all of this been like for ordinary Greeks? Mark Lowen, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, has this report.
I've come to the Elysia neighbourhood of Athens near the centre to meet Gerasimos Meliseratos, an IT specialist at the Greek Foreign Ministry. He and his wife, a nurse, have three young children, and they, like many Greeks, are struggling with the recent austerity drive. I've come to talk to him about a new property tax announced recently and now being presented in Parliament. It's calculated according to the age and size of the apartment. This one is 110 square metres. Gerasimos, how much would you in principle have to pay?
It means that in the next electricity bill I will have to pay one third of my family income just to pay this bill. I expect it to be in the vicinity of 600 to 800 euros.
Would you be able to afford that?
Well, I'll have to pay it. I'm already living partly on our savings, and part of these savings is going to be transferred in order to pay this electricity bill. If our salaries continue to fall and our bills continue to increase, I expect that our savings will end shortly and then we'll have a real problem.
Do you understand why the government is introducing it?
Supposedly to pay the state loans, but I don't think it's plausible to succeed. My thought is that it will increase the unpaid bills and it will most probably cause a real problem, especially if they start to cut the electricity connections for the ones who don't pay.
Do you feel angry about this new tax?
I think a more proper word would be desperate. Angry has been a long time ago. We can't see exactly what our financial future will be.
Generally, how are you coping with the austerity measures that are being introduced?
Our income has already decreased by 20%, our family income. In the next month, our income will be decreased by another 30%. So we'll have 50% total decrease of our income. Now, this creates some serious problems. We have to pay rent, we have to pay bills, we have to pay the taxes. These are increased, but our income does not increase. In fact, it decreases steadily.
How is that affecting the way you live your life?
We have to cut back on our transport, we have to cut back in some education expenses, we have to be more careful, I should say, with our supermarkets and other expenses. We have to buy cheaper clothes, not that they were expensive, but we have to go to Chinese manufacturers.
Do you think that the public anger about the austerity drive is going to reach boiling point? I mean, are the protests going to continue?
As long as we don't see any exit from the current situation, I don't see why anything would become better. So, I think that protests will continue. I think they will increase in the power and as it is, politicians cannot go out in the streets. So I don't see how they can stand much longer if this thing continues.
Desperate voices in Greece reacting to the austerity measures put in place to avoid a default. Reporting from Athens, that's Mark Lowen, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Joining us now is Andrew Walker in London, economics correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
So this explained to me, I heard a lot of details yesterday about this alleged bailout, and there seem to be some conflicting messages coming out of Europe. Sort this out for me. Is there a bailout fund, and is that bailout fund contingent upon banks essentially beginning to write down some Greek debt, and that will allow this to go forward in addition to the loan payments that are now going to be made, apparently, to Greece once again?
There is a bailout facility that the European Union has, which so far is not really tied up with the banks. And actually, oddly enough, it was created after the first stage of the Greek bailout, and they're not getting money directly from that. But look, I think the key point with Greece is that most people in the financial markets will tell you that there is going to be a default sooner or later. But the European Union, the IMF, are not ready for it yet. So for all the theatre, I think just about everybody expects this next payment of 8 billion euro that is needed by the middle of October, that is going to be paid by the EU and the IMF.
But it seems to me, Andrew, and again, you know, it's economics here, or maybe it's just math, that at some point, you know, some of this debt is going to have to be written down, which would mean there is a default. Is this bailout fund for the Greeks? Is it for the European community at large? Or is it for the institutions that are basically going to have to write down this debt, that are going to have to basically say these are in default?
It's a very good question. I think if you ask a lot of people in Greece, they'd say it's for the benefit of banks, essentially. I mean, one way of looking at this is that we have there's a government debt problem, but there is also a problem of banks that have lent the money to governments, and it's not just Greece we're talking about here, that would suffer very heavy losses if there were a default. And I suppose one way of looking at the at this whole bailout system that Europe has been following is to see it as being a way of rescuing the banks in Germany, France, the rest of Europe, but kind of, as it were, funneling the money through the treasury of Greece, Ireland, Portugal.
You know, looking back at history, Andrew Walker, and, you know, forgive me if I sound a little indulgent here. It looked like in the 20th century, German politicians became hugely popular for invading all of Europe. Are German politicians in the 21st century likely to benefit politically from saving Europe financially, as Angela Merkel seems to be in the position of doing right now?
Well, I think right now Angela Merkel is in the position where anything that she does to save the euro is actually damaging her politically, because basically German voters don't want to see their money being thrown at what they would see as irresponsible governments and irresponsible banks. But equally, I think in terms of the big historical picture, Mrs. Merkel and the rest of the current leaders in the Eurozone do not want to go down in history as the group that presided over the collapse of the euro. So they've got these two enormously powerful political forces pulling them in opposite directions. The domestic politics saying, don't throw our money away. The historical international political scene saying, keep the euro going.
Short term, very dicey, but long term, the legacy is secure. Andrew Walker, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Andrew Walker is economics correspondent for our partner, the BBC, on the continuing financial troubles there in Europe. More of the news and your views, head to thetakeaway.org. You can listen to anything you've heard on the program and join the conversation at thetakeaway.org. If you want to get a heads up on our show even before it's produced, sign up to get our texts. Text the word START to 69866. We'll text you on what's on the next day's show and give you a chance to weigh in, or even, you know, veto the story. That's START to 69866 to get an early start on The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out all week. This is The Takeaway.